The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, joined on the line by the very capable Brett from down at State Cinemas. I say capable because he's in the middle of sorting more film festivals, and I know that must be a challenge. Brett, thanks for joining us on At The Flicks.
Thanks, Matt. How's it going, man?
It is going well here. How are things there for you?
Well, like you said there, we got another festival coming up, the British and Irish Film Festival, which I finally got all the things up online for everyone to look at, book tickets now, and we got programs out, and it starts from October 30th.
Wow.
But as far as how things are going, they're always a mission to put together, so we're in full. I'm all gas, no brakes right now, trying to get things organized for you guys.
well, good on you. Look, I know I just can't comprehend how you can squeeze so many films. I know you've got a lot of cinemas, but still, they're usually fairly chock-a-block.
That's what I like about working here is it's not like, you know, a lot of cinemas will just play whatever the big blockbuster thing is, like 30 sessions a day. We try to do big of a variety as we can, you know, to try to showcase everything from around the world, which is a cool thing about State Cinemas, but it is a lot of work on our end.
Yeah. So the British and Irish International Film Festival kicking off on October 30.
That's it. And this one always does good, really good every year. It's one of our more popular ones that we have. Because like I was telling you off the air, we're in like festival season from like June through November. It's just like the Italian, the French, the international, British, whatever other country. You know, we got it all here. So it's, we're in the mix of it.
All right. So the BIFF, as it's so lovingly titled on the website, I'm assuming then it is up on the website. You can look at ticketing and all that sort of stuff already?
That's it. Yeah, get in there quick. Because like I said, usually there's always like three or four films that like sell out really quick. So get in there and check them out and see what we got. I mean, heck, we're playing Spinal Tap 2
for it. Look, yes.
Yes, one of the comedy greats is finally getting a sequel. Like, I'm stoked about that one. So you got to get in and get those tickets.
Yep. Absolutely. I saw some of the hype around that starting. If you're into sort of your rock and metal, you should know Spinal Tap. And I see the Stonehenge features quite prominently. And if you've seen the original, you'll know the Stonehenge reference.
Oh, so good. Yeah. This festival's going to go up to 11 for sure.
Awesome. All right. So you can find out more about the British and Irish International Film Festival through the website statecinemas.co.nz. Anything else you want to say about that one?
Nope. But just get in there and get your tickets now.
Yeah. Don't miss out. There's nothing worse than sort of hesitating and then going, no! And all your friends are going, and you're not.
Don't be a loser, you know? Get in there and get a ticket. So I'm going to peer pressure everyone. Don't be a square, dog. Get in there.
There you go. You heard it here first. Okay, so apart from the British and Irish International Film Festival, which is, rolling out, what else do you want to talk about, Brett?
Yeah, we'll hop into the new releases this week, and sticking in the theme of kind of festivals, we kind of got a mini one this weekend called Show Me Shorts.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing we do every year, and it features basically just a bunch of short films from all around the globe, not just New Zealand, and it runs from Friday to Sunday, but there's like different categories for it when you go up and see it on our website. Like, there's one that's titled Aotearoa, which that one is New Zealand specific. Short films, and a lot of these are like award-winning films, so it's really cool to check them out.
Yep.
But they've also got a category called The Sampler, which is just showcases everything from around the world of every genre. They've got one called Lucid Dreams that's just sort of focusing on surreal and abstract short films. There's one called Love at All Costs, where, you know, love is the theme, it's romance. And there's one called Our Planets in Our Place, which is like a sci-fi theme. So it's cool. They got different categories of short films, and you can see like the best from around the globe. And you can catch them all just this weekend.
Look, that is so good. I love short films. The creativity and the narrative that people can put into such a small format is incredible.
I find it impressive. Like, when you got 2 hours to play with, you know, you can sort of stretch things out. But if you want to get someone's attention and tell a full story in, like, 5 to 10 minutes, you have some skills, you know? You got to compact that down. So I always find it impressive if someone can pull off, like, a really good short film.
Yeah. And, look, I'm old enough to have memories of little shorts playing before feature films used to be the way. And I still remember, from being a kid, some of the short films that appeared before, you know, things like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
So,
it's fun. It's a full feature of those.
Awesome.
And for the younger listeners, what a short film is sort of like a TikTok or an Instagram reel that you just see on the big screen. So it's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
That's a good way of describing it there, Brett. All right. So Show Me Shorts this weekend, was it? And details online?
Yeah. It's easier because there's so many categories. Me trying to break down everything, I'll be talking to forever. But it's running through Friday to Sunday. And just pop online. You can see, you know, if you want the AOTRO one, click on that. You can see when those sessions are. And the sampler tends to be the most popular one. So definitely get in quick for that one.
Cool. Absolutely fantastic. Show Me Shorts on the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. All right. If you want to get your teeth into something a little different than short film, what have you got on offer this week?
Yeah. Let's talk about the stuff that's kind of going into their normal season now, their normal rotation. We'll start off with, I think, the big blockbustery one, the big budget one for the week, which is Tron: Ares.
Yeah.
And if I mean, Tron has been a franchise that's been around since like the 80s, and it's sort of like in the 80s, it was this guy gets zapped into an arcade machine, and he's just in this world of like computers and funny bikes and all this stuff. It's basically a world inside a computer where they're like, there's viruses taking over, and there's this little guy named Tron who helps the guy who gets zapped into the game, you know, fight his way out and stop the viruses. And that's sort of been the through line of these the series of movies. But now we're up to Tron: Ares, where we're sort of flipping that idea on its head. So they're taking all those little viruses and people that live inside the computers and bringing them out into the real world, you know, via AI, basically. They're like these AI Tron-looking people that they're using for, like, military tactical purposes. And one of those AIs goes a bit rogue and wants to try to be a person, and he has to now try to defend the planet against the, you know, the bad military AI.
Wow.
So it's sort of Tron in reverse, if you will.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited about this because, I've got to say, of the soundtrack. You know, know much about that? Nine Inch Nails are all over that baby.
Yeah. They've always, all these movies have always had like a killer soundtrack. Like Daft Punk used to do the newer ones, I guess, not the 80s ones. And those are always like, I think they picked up Oscars for best movie score. And now since Daft Punk has retired, we've got Nine Inch Nails doing it. And Trent Reznor surprisingly does a lot of scores for movies.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear sort of like an electronic soundtrack in a movie, Trent Reznor probably did it.
Yep.
But now he's got the full Nine Inch Nails banner behind the soundtrack on this. So it'll be pumping. There'll be a lot of action. It's got Jared Leto, you know, looking old Tron-like. but for me, it's got Evan Peters as the big bad villain. And he's, like, good in everything. He's kind of like this hidden gem of an actor that's so good. Like, I caught on to him from American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
And he blew my mind. So seeing him on the big screen is going to be really cool.
Wicked. Okay, that is cool. Now, there's two versions of it. What's up there?
Yeah. Well, this is kind of one of those big spectacle movies. So we thought we'd dust off the old 3D lens and do an option, a 3D variation of it as well. So if you want to whip those 3D glasses out of your desk somewhere or dig it out from under your sofa, we are bringing back 3D for this one. So there's 2D sessions that are playing all throughout the day. Then at 8:10 p.m., you can catch the 3D version if you'd like.
Nice. And a few people might have their glasses from checking out, was it Avatar?
Yeah, we did. We did rescreen Avatar. So I think maybe there's a little bit of a resurgence to try to see if we can get the 3D going again. So, Avatar, though, that one's built for 3D.
Yeah.
That one was cool in 3D. And this one looks like it's a big spectacle thing that can be enhanced by the 3D version. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Cool. All right. So that is Tron: Ares. Screening. So does it start today, which would be the 9th of October?
That is correct, sir. And you can catch it 5 times a day in 2D or 1 time a day in 3D. And it's just got an easy little M rating for a bit of violence.
Okay, nice, nice. All right, it's definitely one I'm keen to check out. So from the sci-fi AI sort of world of Tron, where could we possibly go next?
Yeah, so I've got three more movies coming out this week, and they're all kind of, I would say, a little bit more art house, upmarket flavor. And I'll start with one called The Ballad of Wallace Island. This one actually came out in the UK like last year and just went gangbusters and went really well over there.
Yeah.
And then it appeared in the International Film Festival, and now we're getting a chance to kind of properly screen it. But what The Ballad of Wallace Island is yes, there's a little island called Wallace Island that's sort of, you know, hardly anyone, a small population. But there's a guy named Charles who lives there who's lonely, and his wife died, and he's just by himself. But he kind of fumbled into winning the lottery, not once, but twice. So he's flush with cash, kind of lonely. So what does he do? He tries to find his favorite former folk duo band that doesn't exist anymore. He finds them, and he pays for them to come over and give him a private concert. But the thing is with this folk duo, they were a couple back in the day, but they've since split and been separated. And neither of the two people in it know that they're both going to be there. Like, they thought they're individually being asked to come. So it's sort of like this, maybe we'll rekindle a romance from this old band. And there's this quirky, strange old guy just trying to, you know, he's bored and wants some entertainment. So it's it looks like really just kind of like ultimately like a big hug of a movie, feel good. It just, yeah, it looks really funny, really sweet, really charming, really whimsical. It's, yeah, definitely worth checking out. I would encourage everyone to check out the trailer. It seems like it's going to be a fun, good movie.
Oh, yeah, it does. It looks like a bunch of fun. So The Ballad of Wallace Island. Check out the trailer, statecinemas.co.nz. When can we catch it, and how old are we going to have to be to get into this one?
This one has an easy little M rating for a bit of offensive language, so anyone can go to it, and you can catch it three times a day.
Nice. All right. The Ballad of Wallace Island, a little bit different from Tron, which is nice. Okay, where do we go next?
I think this next movie I'm going to talk about has Nelson written all over it. It's called Eleanor the Great. And Eleanor the Great, it follows a lady named Eleanor, who's a 94-year-old lady who's just, she's been living with like a roommate out, you know, off on an island somewhere. And unfortunately, her roommate passes away. So she goes, screw it, I'm just going to move back to New York. And she hasn't been there in a long time. And while she's there, she kind of stumbles into this little 19-year-old journalist girl that she becomes friends with. And the girl just starts recanting, you know, she starts researching her life and finds out that Eleanor was like a Holocaust survivor.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, she just starts unraveling this really interesting backstory for Eleanor, and it ends up kind of getting on the news. And, you know, it's just this heartwarming story of this old lady who happens to be spunky as heck, real witty, real sarcastic, real funny. And it's one of those where it's just a movie where it's like age is just a number. You can still be spunky and interesting and have a lot of life left to live, regardless of what the number is attached to your age, even if you're getting up there. So it's one of those, a feel-good movie with a little bit of heart to it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I get the feeling this will go well in Nelson. Now, I'm just looking at the page up on State Cinemas on this one, and there's a directorial debut happening here.
Yeah, this one's really interesting. I never kind of would have pegged it, but Scarlett Johansson, you know, Black Widow from the Marvel movies, this is her directorial debut, and it looks like she's got some skill behind the camera. I mean, she was able to get into the kind of festival scene, and it was well-reviewed there. So it premiered at Cannes and TIFF, which are like the big festivals, and was well-received there. So it turns out old Black Widow can work a camera.
Cool. Look, I love just little interesting things like this, and it could be the start of something completely different for Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Wow. I, you know, Miss Ghost in the Shell, she's doing all these big high sci-fi movies, but it turns out she's got little small stories she wants to tell, and this is the first one you can check out from her.
Nice. Okay, that is Eleanor the Great. Once again, you can find the trailer on the website statecinemas.co.nz. I recommend you get along and check it out.
Yeah, it's a PG movie, so anyone can go to it, and it's screening about 3 to 4 times a day.
onto my math. If my brain is working correctly, I think before you said you had three to go, and I think we did two of them.
That's right. I've been keeping track of my fingers, and there is one more left to go. I got another one that's coming back from the New Zealand International Film Festival. That was a real, real kind of gem there. It's a film called The Teacher Who Promised the Sea, and it's all in a Spanish language with subtitles. But it follows a real guy from 1935 in Spain, right before the Spanish Civil War was about to kick off, that was sort of just this idealistic, really innovative teacher named Antoni. And he kind of got positioned into a small town where it sort of had, you know, kids that weren't, they were living in a bad situation. So they just, I don't know, they needed someone to inspire them and really get them, you know, on board for education. And Antoni is our man. He's just a quirky teacher that sort of wins over the hearts of these young kids.
Nice.
As the Civil War starts taking over the town, we sort of hop into the future 75 years later, and they kind of end up finding the bones of Antoni. So there's sort of this mix between future and past where they're trying to figure out in the future what happened to this man, because he seems to just disappear at some point. So there's a bit of a mystery element to it, but also a little heartwarming story about just a teacher that really cared about some kids and wanted them to, you know, learn and get inspired in life.
Nice. All right. Now, I think Catalonian based. I don't know much about the Catalonian area of Spain.
I geography and me, we don't get along. I'm very dumb. I think I live in Nelson. That's about as far as I know.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both. So it might be a nice way to get a little bit of insight into somewhere on the other side of the planet. So, Spanish film came out 2024 by the look of it. Nice.
Yeah, just kind of in the Spanish area, and it was like a box office hit in that region, and then it trickled its way into the International Film Festival. Now it's finally getting a release over here in New Zealand, and we are playing it here at State Cinemas, and it's the only place you can catch it in Nelson.
Nice.
I smacked the desk in, if you heard that. That's how enthused I was about it.
Good to hear. Okay, so The Teacher Who Promised the Sea, when is it on?
Yeah, it's just an easy little in for a bit of violence, and you can catch it 2 to 3 times a day.
Nice. Sounds good. Check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. So that's the end of the new releases. We've also got the Show Me Shorts on the way, plus the British and Irish International Film Festival. So plenty happening. You've also got the Pike River film on the way.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into super big detail on these because they're down the pike. But yes, on the 23rd of October, we've got a Pike River screening, which is a week before it comes out, and it's a Q&A screening with the director and the two ladies that the film is sort of about. So that one will be really, really interesting. Worth booking your tickets now because they're starting to move fast.
Yes.
And on top of that, I have yet another Q&A that we just locked in yesterday for a film called Grace, A Prayer for Peace, which was directed by Dame Gaylene Preston. Wow. And on October 17th, you can catch this film with a Q&A with Dame Gaylene Preston here. So there's an interesting Q&A there that you can do. Tickets are on sale now. And also, we have a Depeche Mode screening.
Oh, my God.
A live Depeche Mode concert on the 28th and 29th that you can also get tickets for now as well.
Wow.
So a lot of events, a lot of things going on here. Holy cow.
All right. Check out the website. Easiest thing to do, statecinemas.co.nz. And also maybe listen to this again as a podcast. You can get it off the Fresh FM website, freshfm.co.nz. You'll also find At The Flicks up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all over the place as well if you do want to check it out again. Brett, you've done a brilliant job. Anything else you do want to add before we wrap this one up?
No, I think I talked to you guys about a million movies now, and those are just the new things coming up. We still have like 20 other movies that are still in rotation. So, like I always say, screw Netflix. We get the best stuff here. And just come hang out and watch this, and also listen to the podcast. You can have Matt and I in your phone, and you can just be walking down the street hearing our sultry voices. So download that freaking podcast, dude.
Yeah, you know it. Oh, well, on that note, you're a great salesman, Brett. Look, thank you. Thank you for that and for your stellar effort today. I know you're incredibly busy, so I appreciate you taking a bit of time out for the people in the top of the South to learn what's happening down at State Cinemas.
Yeah, no problem. I always love doing this every week, and I hope to catch you guys here at the your favorite local independent cinema, State Cinemas, this weekend.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.